It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jesse Waters, along with Judge Jeanine Pirro, Jessica Tarloff, Dana Perino, and Tom Shalhoub. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is a special edition of The Five. It's Memorial Day. The summer season's here. Americans across the country are enjoying the long holiday weekend, traveling, having cookouts, and hitting the beach. But we can't forget what today's really all about, remembering and honoring our military heroes who've made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. And we salute each and every one of them. With that said, we have a jam-packed, fun-filled show ahead. We're answering your fan mail questions for the entire hour. So let's dive in. Facebook question from Eileen S. You're invited to a potluck, Perino. What's everybody bringing?
Meaning, like, what would I bring?
What would you bring?
I'm really good at, like, the silverware, the napkins, the cups.
That's it.
The paper plates. That's all people really want me to bring anyway. And I can bring some sodas.
Okay.
Things
you
like
bring
that.
Queso.
I could, any, yeah. No, I gave that up. I'm giving that up.
Okay. I think that is a smart move for everybody.
I mean,
involved.
It's a nice thing. Then nobody else has to worry about it.
That's true. That's true. Thank you. Shalhoub?
Well, I'm looking to get rid of a case of Bud Light, so maybe I'll. But I don't want to bring that along, but. You know what I love?
Yeah.
Especially in the summer, I love the tuna casserole. I know it's, you know, people take it for granted. Tuna casserole with, over macaroni, cold, with the mayonnaise and some cucumbers in it or something like that. Tuna casserole.
Classic. Shalhoub. What about you? What do you bring?
So I would do, like, cheese plate if I left to my own devices. I'm not a good cook or anything. But my husband makes really delicious meatballs, and people ask us to bring meatballs.
He's known for his meatballs.
He is known for his meatballs. And little, it's too much olive oil overseas. It's like very North Jersey Italian.
Oh, you
situation.
Don't like your husband's meatballs.
I enjoy them. I just objectively know that there is too much olive oil in that pan. But they're delicious.
You see what goes into the meatballs. What about you, Judge?
I would probably bring some dips. I would bring hummus and baba ganoush.
Oh, yeah.
And I might make tabbouleh, which is a nice, pretty summer salad.
Yeah, I've always wondered, what is baba ganoush?
Baba ganoush is eggplant, and you add a little tahini. A little garlic, lemon, salt, and you don't really put it in a blender. You just kind of spoon it together so you could kind of taste the strips of the eggplant. And the way to cook the eggplant is to actually char it on the barbecue.
Char it.
Yes.
I need to try your baba ganoush because I don't like eggplant, but I've always been told that I don't like eggplant because I've never had it cooked properly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They always
Dana? Guys, we're having a potluck.
Yes. I'll bring the cups.
Put it on the calendar. Facebook question from Arlene T. Did you go to prom, and do you remember your date? You're already laughing.
You're starting over there, aren't you?
No, I'm starting with you.
Okay. All right. I went to my junior prom, and I went with Rick Johnson, and I was just thinking about it.
Rick Johnson?
Yeah, that was his name.
Okay, go ahead.
Why?
I thought it was something else.
No. I don't know. What did you think it was?
Never mind.
Okay.
Happy Memorial Day.
I was thinking of it. You know, he's a really nice guy, and maybe I should find out what happened to him.
Rick, if you're out there.
Rick?
Do you remember yours?
I do, yeah. I went, so we had junior and senior prom for us, and I went my junior year with my boyfriend, who was a year older. He did not like me very much, broke up with me soon after. It was the first time that I had drank too much. I threw up on the LIE at a gas station.
Oh, God.
And he wanted to leave me there.
Oh, he wanted to leave
you. He was like, well, this is slowing everything down, like getting to the
I mean, there's a lot of traffic on the LIE.
In the middle of the night after a prom. Anyway, I do know where he is.
Where is he?
He's very successful.
Yeah. Yes. And if you're watching,
how do you
screw
feel
you.
About that?
How dare you leave her at
any
the
success.
Gas station
Three
on the LIE
kids.
At midnight?
Yeah. But it was
successful.
Brutal.
All right, so she's staying in touch.
He doesn't want to get slowed down.
Yeah.
That is harsh. What about you, Shalhoub?
Did I go to prom?
Who was this poor victim of yours?
I went to so many proms. I was a prom gigolo because I had an After Six tuxedo. I bought it at a secondhand store. Word got out that I was a cheap date. I would go with anyone. So girls were asking me from other towns. So I will, a shout out to Amy Christensen from Westwood High. I went to the prom with her.
The prom gigolo, Tom Shalhoub. He'll go with anybody. What about you, Dana?
So our senior year, all of the guys that we hung out with, so this is just so improbable, from Ponderosa High School in Parker, Colorado. They decided that they would enter the rugby tournament. And they made it to either the state or the national championship.
Oh, wow.
I think maybe the state championship. And it happened to be on the day of prom. So none of us had any dates. So the prom I most remember is I went with all the girlfriends. Tiffany Alley, Jennifer Dilts, Tracy Schilling, Becca, whose last name I'm forgetting. So that was, we had a lot of fun.
Nice. You have any pictures? The gigolo is interested.
I'm too old to have pictures. You know what I mean? Like, people that have like a gazillion pictures, like Emma Jr., also known as Gigi.
Right.
She will have, her whole life will be available on the cloud.
Nope.
And she will never have to.
Yep.
Anytime a producer says, oh, do you have pictures from your fifth grade class?
Yep.
She's like, oh, yeah, I got them right here. We don't have that.
No, we might have a Polaroid in an album. That is it. All right, we got Instagram questions.
Well, wait a minute. What about you?
Your prom.
She doesn't want me to say what her name is.
Why?
This is humiliating. I honestly don't remember their names.
Oh, wow. That's
how many
so mean.
Did you take?
I went a couple times.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember their names?
Not really.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Not really.
I guess it's all about Emma.
Really? You know what?
Smart
You're
husband.
Right. Yeah, who knows? They mean nothing.
Yeah.
All right. We got one from iCatRock. What is your favorite and least favorite summer thing to do and why? Forget about the favorite. Let's just go least favorite summer thing. Let's go to you, Jessica Tarlov, first.
I don't like the beach that much.
You're not a beach girl.
No, the sand bugs me.
Oh, boy.
I don't really love to go in. I like to sit in the heat.
Okay, what do you hate more, the beach or America, Jessica?
The question on every viewer's mind. I get it. It's aesthetically pleasing. It's fun. Like, excited for Cleo to have all this.
Cleo's going to love
just like,
the beach.
This is dirty, and I could sit by a pool.
You're a city girl.
Yeah.
What about you, Judge?
You know what? It's not so much a thing that you enjoy or don't enjoy in terms of, like, doing something fun. I mean, it's bringing in the cushions when it rains.
Yep.
I am so tired of it. And some days I just say, you know what? I don't like the cushions. Let it rain.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, boy.
Bug spray.
You don't like applying it.
I don't like to have to. I need to wear it because I don't like to get bitten.
And
if I do get a mosquito bite, it often scars. It'll be weeks before I can get rid of it. And so I'm very diligent in putting it on bug spray, but I don't like to wear it. So then it's a constant situation of washing it off, putting it back on every time you go in.
What's your blood type, by the way?
A plus. Or A
positive. Of course it's A+.
Yeah.
A+.
A positive. A+. A positive, I mean.
Oh, that's such a Dana answer.
4.0 Dean's
list. I only recently found out.
My blood type's doctor.
No, you can get a kit on Amazon to find out your blood type. I only found out like 3 months ago.
All right.
You know
well,
what? I want to get that kit. I don't know what
it's
my
like
blood type is.
It's like $8 on
Amazon. It's in your, like, my chart. If you've
what chart?
It. You know, like all the hospitals are on.
I have a million portals from a million hospitals. Somebody
they never will do it for you.
Type.
You have to pay for it yourself. I'll
of
get
course.
You one. It's $8.
All right. What about you, Sean?
My least favorite is, I do love the beach, but it's sun management all summer.
Oh, yeah.
I have to wear the sunscreen. Yeah. I'm very fair. I get sunburned easily, but I like to be out in the sun, so I'm always covering myself. Mm-hmm. And I used to make a kind of a face covering for the beach. But now I'm so anti-face covering after the whole COVID thing, I'm not going to cover my face anymore, so I got to get the zinc.
You were wearing masks before the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, for sun protection. But again, now that I don't want to be seen as one of those face covers.
Like the full rash guard.
I wear, it's like a bamboo shirt that's covering, and I wear the full, you know, I end up dressing like with a linen suit when I go to the beach. And then I strip down, get in the water, I get back out and put the suit back on.
Kind of like when you were changing in the green room earlier.
Yeah.
Tom got almost naked in the green room.
Yeah, HR is going to contact you in a couple hours.
Guys, come on, a guy can change his shirt.
He was
right?
in his undershirt. It was fine.
I mean, you were in your underwear. My God.
I just a shirt change.
You can't tell the difference between underwear and your skin because you're so pale.
What about you? What about summer for you?
What am I not looking forward to? The traffic.
Oh, I
summer
hate
traffic.
It.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I will leave someone on the side of the road like that. Last question. We got a Facebook one from Leanne M. Are you the grill master or the grill eater? Shalou, are you the grill master?
No, I'm not great on
You're
the
not
grill.
A great griller.
No. I mean, I can do it, But there's always a guy that's better than me and that wants to do it more than
there's
me.
There's always someone better than you.
So even when I'm grilling at my house, there's always a guy who wants to elbow me out.
At your own house?
Yes.
And you allow yourself to be elbowed?
Well, yeah, I do. By Tony Belvedere, my father-in-law? Yeah. He picks up the spatula.
Tony Belvedere?
Yeah.
I'm getting out of his way. Dana, we know this.
I'll bring
answer.
The cups.
You bring, okay. Yeah. What about you?
No. Sue Master, but not even really.
Judge?
You're the master.
You can grill, right?
I do it all. I mean, I'm a cook.
I do it all.
No, I'm a cook. And then I also, you have to time it right. You have to time it so things are not overcooked. They're not burnt. And I cook it. And then, you know, somebody comes in and says, oh, grill. Well, you don't know what you're doing, what my timing is. Get away from the grill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
All right. I will let someone else grill, but not at my own house. You never let someone else man the grill at your own house. It's emasculating. Sorry, Shalou.
It's his father-in-law. It's fine.
Still, you can't get elbowed out of your own grill.
Invite me over. I'll bring Tony, and we'll see who gets to do the grill.
Okay. Is Tony going to threaten me? Sounds like Tony's going to make me an offer I can't refuse.
I think so.
Okay, lots more to come on the special edition of The Five Up next. If we could be on any game show, what would it be? The answer when we come back.
Just a number.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord speed.
Welcome back to The Five. We are answering your questions this Memorial Day. And now for my list of questions. I'll start with you, Tom. If you could be on any game show that you could, what would that game show be?
I would say I love Jeopardy, but I would never go on Jeopardy because I'd be embarrassed.
Right.
I would
do. You have to be smart.
It was the most humiliating moment of my life.
What's that?
I did Jeopardy for charity, and it was the most humiliating, most nerve-wracking thing of my life.
Yeah. Did you blame it on the plunger? That's what they did.
All of it, but also also my mind.
So I do Wheel of Fortune. I'm pretty good with the words.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Okay. And Dana?
I would do $100,000 Pyramid.
Okay.
Which used to be $25,000 Pyramid, but with...
Inflation.
Yeah. Okay.
And I always wanted to do that with Greg because I thought that we would win. So I saw Michael Strahan the other day. He's now the host.
Yeah.
And they used to come here for Thursday night football.
Yes.
I hadn't seen him in a while. And I said, do you ever do a charity thing? Greg and I are in there. I don't know if Greg still wants to do it with me, but that was my goal.
Yeah. All right. Jesse?
I want to do Price is Right.
Oh,
it seems like a lot of luck. And that's what you need on a show like that. I don't want any battle of the wits and being exposed on national television. I want to do Blinko where you just drop it. Or I want to do $1 and get it right and then take my chance at that spin.
But
that looks fun.
We did that for Going Back to School. I don't remember you doing such a great job. Do you shop a lot?
No, I don't. But it's luck. It's a lot of luck.
Okay. All right. Luck better than
I'm
smart.
Going for luck.
Jesse, all right, you don't Jessica? Know what anything costs.
I know in the... Shut up, Shalou, you gigolo.
Go ahead, Jessica.
I'd like to do Family Feud with my own family, but we were talking about it the other day on air. We could do like a five.
My other goal was for the five to take on The View.
Yeah.
And for charity.
It'd be awesome.
I've always wanted to do that.
That hot new show that Jesse introduced America to. We were watching The Five, and Jesse... This show.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
Family Feud.
Yeah.
As if no one had ever seen it.
Steve Harvey
was the original host. And it was a new thing.
Stay home from school and just watch TV.
No, not that show.
I love Family Feud. I definitely agree. Yeah. I would do that. Plus, I love Steve Harvey. Okay. Did any of you ever write fan mail to a favorite movie star, musician, sports star? Jessica?
I don't think so.
No fan mail.
No.
Okay, Jesse?
No, I didn't. I think I might have written Trump a note congratulating him on his 2016 election.
Yeah.
Is that fan mail?
I think so.
It's
definitely fan
mail. What did you say?
I said, great job. I said,
do you want to come on my show?
I said, thanks for making Waters World number one.
Yeah, with those rallies at 8 o'clock. I remember that, Dana.
I don't remember anything like that except for... If politicians count, I don't know. I sent a letter to President Reagan once.
Yeah.
Got a nice little note back. Probably auto-penned, but I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Tell.
After the decathlon win, I called Bruce Jenner on the radio.
You did?
I got through and asked some advice about running and working out.
Yeah, what did he tell you?
He said, hey, I need a new coach.
Yeah.
You know how they joke like that? He said, hey, you know, I'm looking for a new trainer. And, you know, I thought he was serious. I turned to my mom and I said, how can I apply? She said he was just kidding. I don't think he was kidding.
Yeah. Okay. You know who I wrote to? I was 15 years old. I wrote to this famous lawyer at the time, and I just watched him on my phone. A guy by the name of Jake Ehrlich. He was like this famous trial lawyer. And do you know, at 15 years old, I'm not going to count, but I still have his photo. He sent me his photo.
So nice.
It went through a flood. It got crushed in the flood, and I pulled it out. But Jake Ehrlich, he was my hero.
That reminds me, I actually did write O.J. Simpson fan mail
before the
murder trial.
Right.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his. Yeah.
Good clarification. Did you get a, did you get a note back?
Yeah, I got a note back.
Could we get a handwriting sample?
Yeah.
Jesse, before the murder trial or before the murder?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it wasn't in between those two.
Okay, how many times do you hit the snooze alarm?
None. I don't operate on an alarm system.
You just
I'm too paranoid about the time that I have to get up. And I don't.
If you're paranoid, why wouldn't you guarantee that?
No, because I'm up. I'm like nervous from like an hour before I'm supposed to get up.
Isn't that interesting?
My therapist thinks so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tom, do you hit the snooze?
When I lived with my grandmother, when I went to college, she lived near my college campus. So I lived with her for a year. And she would not allow alarm clocks in her house.
Why?
I used one up until then. She said, we don't use alarm clocks in this house. We pray. You say a prayer. You tell God when you want to wake up. He will wake you up. I did it.
It works.
It worked. I've never used an alarm clock.
George Bush is like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dana?
I never hit the snooze alarm because I feel like that would be, you know, like that would be a demerit.
Yes.
And I don't like that. But I have one of those alarm clocks now, the Hatch alarm clock that gradually gets light. And I swear by it. It's excellent because there's no noise.
Right.
It's not jarring when it wakes you up. It's
nice
and gentle.
Which is nice for Peter.
Yeah,
he doesn't
even
have to wake up at 4:30 or whenever
Yeah, but he does get up. And then he walks the dog. It's a whole
for
thing.
For 8 hours.
Jesse. Jesse, go ahead.
You're supposed to take your alarm clock and put it far across the room, so you actually have to physically get up to turn it off. Mm-hmm. So you can't just roll over and hit the button. I put it across the room.
That.
Yeah, I do that.
And Emma goes and gets it.
I do that. And when I lived with my grandmother in college, when I would have women over, I would not... I cannot believe you lived with your grandmother in college.
What's wrong
with
that?
Save a lot of money.
Are you done?
With him? I'm just getting started.
All right. You know what I do? I have an alarm, and I have, like, music that fires me up. So as soon as it goes, I'm dancing out of bed at that point.
We need to calm you down.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm very calm. Okay. What is one word that best describes you as a child? I want to hear this from you, Jesse, first.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. Dana, one word.
Obedient.
Yeah. Perfect. Tom?
My fourth grade teacher used to call me a nuclear physicist. I don't know why she would say that.
That's not one word.
Well,
smart?
Not that smart.
Yeah, I mean, I was precocious. I wasn't really smart and wasn't really a good student.
Precocious.
But she thought,
how about you?
Determined.
Okay. My sister said funny, that I was funny.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Can't do better than that.
Yeah. Okay. Are you a dessert person, an appetizer person, or an appetizer person when you go out to dinner?
Dessert. 100%.
So you'll skip the appetizer, or you do all three?
I'll do it all, but I'll most enjoy dessert.
Yeah.
And I never skip it.
I don't like to choose either, but if I had to choose, I'm pro appetizer.
Really? See, men are so lucky like that. Don't you have a sweet tooth?
Well, yeah, I do have a sweet tooth, but I'm also hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can be hungry and eat dessert.
That doesn't fill you up.
You're right.
You can get a lot of food in an appetizer. You can get like a half portion of pasta.
I do the appetizer as the meal.
You
usually.
Do? Okay, Dana?
I like the appetizer because I'm usually, if I could eat dinner at 5 p.m., I would. When I finally go wherever I'm going to go in the future, 5 o'clock, blue plate special, I'll be there. I'll save a lot of money.
Okay, for me, I'd rather eat the appetizer. I'd rather eat dessert than the appetizer or dinner. I start
with
dessert. Okay, last question. What snack item do you always have at home?
Tortilla chips.
Pistachios.
Mm. Peeled or do you peel them?
I don't peel.
Salted or unsalted?
Lightly.
Okay.
Popcorn.
I steal the Nutter Butters from Fox News and I take them home with me.
Oh, confession.
Okay.
That's where the Nutter Butters are going.
All right. Up next, we have we ever won something in a contest? We'll answer that and much more on our Memorial Day fan mail special when we return.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go.
So musty in here.
I'm Mike Emanuel from Fox News in Washington. The 5 continues in a moment, but first, this special report newsbreak. President Biden is expressing optimism that Congress will pass the debt ceiling deal with House Republicans. The compromise measure was reached over the weekend. It would avoid a federal default while limiting government spending. Newly released video shows a bus driver and passenger opening fire on each other following an argument over an unscheduled stop. It happened last week near the Charlotte, North Carolina Premium Outlet Mall. Both men are expected to recover. The bus driver has been terminated from his job. The passenger has been charged with several crimes. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election in a runoff Sunday. This came after a very close first round 2 weeks earlier. Erdogan gets another 5 years in office. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern for a live special report. Now back to the 5.
Welcome back. We have more of your fan mail questions to answer this Memorial Day. Judge, this is a question from Michelle Kay on Facebook. Have you ever won something in a contest?
Yes. In fact, if you watched this show last year, the Memorial Day weekend show, I beat Jimmy Fallon several times. Do you remember that? And we went to Coney Island.
Yes, at the Coney Island.
Yeah, and I won the gun shoot, and I won the basketball thing, and there was something else I won. But other than that, anything serious, never.
Never. Like you never entered a sweepstakes and won.
Oh, that was 4th of July, sorry.
No, 4th of July. Well, yeah. I remember. Okay. Yeah. What about you? In a contest?
In high school, me and my doubles partner won, like, our league for tennis.
That's amazing.
Thank you. And I'm very good at skee ball. And I have beaten a number of other children.
I will challenge you. I will challenge you at skee ball.
Ooh.
I'm really good. There's one in my building.
Oh, there's everything in your building.
I know. Okay. What about you? Contest?
I won a tennis racket at a raffle at my club when I was about 11. And then at a Whalers hockey game in Hartford, you know how they, like, shoot those sandwiches or shoot those prizes out of those guns?
Yeah.
They shot a ham sandwich at me, and
I've
caught it.
I've never seen a sandwich shot.
Yeah, and then at the Allman Brothers concert here at the Beacon in Manhattan,
I love that.
They threw a bundle of mushrooms into the second row, and I wrestled a guy for them, and I had them in my hand. And then as I was struggling to pull them away, I happened to elbow one of the ticket guys, and then he wrestled me away from the guy, and the other guy got the mushrooms.
What kind of mushrooms? Those kind? Is this a joke?
No, seriously.
Tell me the name of the band.
The Allman Brothers. Not Almond.
I know not Almond. I know the Allman Brothers. I don't get it. Will you tell me later? Okay. Did you do anything in a contest?
Agnes and I were at the amusement park one time when she was very small, and we played that game where you hit the thing and the frogs go flying.
I love that game.
It's so hard. It's
of course
so hard.
It is.
But we won it together. We each took turns doing it.
Aww.
And I can't express how happy I was when we won that game. It was like one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever won anything in a contest, but I have a very good friend who won this. It was, remember when Laverne and Shirley was on? And so the local television station where he lived in Pittsburgh had this contest. It said, if you see anything on any of the shows that's wrong, like the wrong year, the wrong date, or like that car didn't exist. His cousin was like, we got to watch every day, and we're going to win $50 and a T-shirt if we can find something wrong. So years go by, like, they don't ever win. And finally, though, he sees that there's a Wheaties box with Jenner on the cover of the Wheaties box in the Laverne and Shirley set. And he goes, wait, that can't possibly be because that hadn't happened yet.
Ooh.
So he wrote in, and sure, he got $50 and a T-shirt.
$50.
Wow. That's a lot of
there
work
you go.
For
okay.
$50.
Facebook question. But he could lord it over his cousin, which is really what the prize is all about. Jesse, is there one thing in your house or apartment you would secretly like to get rid of?
Secretly?
Yeah. the sneakers?
My wife's sneakers? Get rid of?
I have an answer.
No, I don't. Come back to me on that one.
You like all your stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica?
We have, I've talked this before, that Brian loves the Grateful Dead, and he has like a Grateful Dead branded bottle of wine that he acts like is worth like $1 million. And I hate it. It's such an eyesore. And it just sits on the counter. It's like on display. Like, look at my Deadhead wine.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. What about you, Janine?
My son has everything from his Manhattan apartment in my garage.
Okay.
It's been in the garage, Alex, for almost 2 years. Now, he bought a house in Florida. He and his girlfriend moved to Florida, but of course they weren't taking those things. So then now he's in Pennsylvania. He's putting something together in Pennsylvania, another place where they're going to live when they're up north. I said, can you get this stuff out of my garage? Because I'm ready to burn it.
Yes, I can see there's going to be some arson. That's next week, actually. We'll let the fire department know. Okay, what about you?
I don't think there's anything that I would secretly get rid of. If I wanted to get rid of it, I would probably just get rid of it. There are probably many things that my wife would say, we could get rid of that. Because I have a couple of things. I have my old prints from the old radio shows on NBC. I'm sure she doesn't care for those. Some of them are in my office upstairs. There's an old chair. She's like, do you want to get rid of this chair? And I'm like, no, I like that chair. So she would probably get rid of that chair.
Just have me over. I can get rid of anything. I've moved so many times. I have no sentimentality left. Okay, Instagram question, last one. What is one movie you are confident you've seen at least 10 times? Jessica, I got to start with you since you are a movie buff.
Pretty Woman.
Okay. Good one. Jesse?
Casino.
All right.
That's a long movie to see that many times.
A long one. Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah. And Casablanca, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Dana?
100 times.
It has to be Grease. My
really?
Sister. And I, well, my sister and I had it on VCR.
Yeah.
On a tape, and we would watch it over and over again. But the problem was there was commercials in it, and there was a tornado warning the day that we recorded it. So at one point, every time we watched it, there would be the tornado warning.
Yeah.
So I definitely Grease. All right, coming up, how many hours before a flight do we get to the airport? Greg isn't here, so we can make fun of him when we come back.
What do you guys think came first?
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Welcome back. On this Memorial Day, we're answering more of your fan mail questions. First up, our bestie, Frenchie F., asks, how many hours do you get to the airport before a flight? Dana.
It used to be 90 minutes. I have moved it to 2 hours. Partly because I just don't like to be rushed. And I have a husband who refuses to run in an airport. He will never.
He'll just miss the flight.
He ran once. This is years ago. He used to travel internationally all the time for business all the time. And he made a vow years ago before I even met him that he will never run in an airport. So about 2 hours is what I like now.
Domestic and international?
Yeah.
Wow. Tom.
I have to travel with Greg to do shows. So I was
on the same plane. You should go on a different plane.
Another seat anyway.
Well, I used to, go the same time as him, but it's absurd how early he gets to the airport. So I just say, I'll meet you there. And I just go straight to the gate. I don't like going around. I mean, he goes to the nice lounges and stuff, but I feel like the lounges are overrated. I just want to go through security and then walk to the gate. So I would say zero. It's usually under an hour. I like to, because I go to LaGuardia. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You go through the TSA pre-line. It's, it's fine.
All right. Jesse.
I like to cut it really close. I like the adrenaline of showing up 45 minutes before the flight.
Yeah.
And I like how everything goes smoothly. And then I like getting annoyed a little bit at the TSA situation, but it gets me going. And then I like to, time it perfectly. So right as I get to the gate, they start calling for my zone.
Group one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting excited.
Do you go there earlier, though, with kids?
Yeah, with kids, I'm there an hour.
You go the day before.
Yeah. All right.
Judge?
Last minute. last minute. The one thing I can't stand, I don't want to go to the lounges. I don't want to sit and buy a cup of coffee that I don't really want. I get there last minute. Yep. I am the last person in.
Interesting. I'd be too scared for last, but I also like to buy a lot of snacks.
And I've never missed. I have never missed a flight.
Me neither. Me neither, baby.
Although, unlike Peter, I may be running to the airport.
Okay, so we have a Facebook question from Wayne D, who says, what is the best graduation gift someone could give you?
I just had this.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it this morning. I do think that really nice printed stationery with your name on it is something that's a great thing to have. And it's usually something when you're that young, you wouldn't buy for yourself, or a really good, nice set of luggage.
For good all lifetime your travels. Stuff.
Yes.
Jesse.
Those were very thoughtful gifts.
Okay.
I wish I had the ability to put that much thought into something that quickly. I was just going to say stock, you know, get them like 50 shares of it and just have them hold on to it.
Mm. Cool. Judge.
You know what? I used to buy Montblanc pens. Mm-hmm. Or a check. I think they could use the money.
Am I going to have to get my kids graduation gifts? Is that something you have to do it?
I hear it's custom.
It's wow.
Or you could have them send all of us notes of their graduation and we'll take care of it.
Well, I mean, I guess cash then, because I'm not a gift guy.
Cash or nutter butters?
No, I don't like gifts. I feel like, and when I get a gift, I always feel like, you went out and you bought that and... You know, I figure if I'm going to get a luggage, I would buy it myself, right? That's the way I think of things. I would say cash. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Mine would be a trip somewhere, like how you used to get. Like my mom got the Euro Pass so that she could go off and spend a few months just going around and something like that. Okay. Facebook question from Lynn S. Are you a blanket person at night, Tom?
No, I'm a guy. Guys aren't blanket people. My wife has she's got like four blankets over there. She's got like the
what
heavy
does
blanket.
Over there mean?
Over there on that side of the bed. She has this like chainmail thing that she wears to bed.
I like that.
Have you heard about the
no. Like a slanket?
Let it go.
You mean one of those weighted blankets?
It's a weighted blanket.
It's not chainmail.
It's chainmail.
You make it sound like she's wearing some kind of chain thing to keep you from her.
She's buried under several layers of things, I'll tell you that.
Dana?
Well, at night in bed, yes, but on the couch, no.
You have no throw blankets?
I have one. I just never grab it.
Ooh. I'm always under.
No, I like blankets, but then Tom said it's not manly to have a blanket. So now I'm going to say I just sleep on a sheet.
For me, I always have a duvet, and I get into bed, and then I decide whether it's going to be warm or hot. And in the middle of the night, I always pull up the duvet. Now, if I'm on a sofa, I'm never on a sofa long enough to get a blanket. I mean, I don't sit
long
enough.
When you binge your shows, you're not on a sofa?
No, I'm usually trying to go to sleep, which is why I don't go to sleep, because I'm binging the shows. It's a whole thing.
I love blankets. Throw blankets, duvet blankets.
Yeah.
All the blankets. We know what to get you for graduation then.
Yeah.
When I finally finish. Okay, coming up next, we have something special from our friends at Fox Weather, so be sure to stick around. Working 9 to 5.
The Subway series is taking.
Welcome back to the Five's Memorial Day fan mail special. Our friends over at Fox Weather are helping us kick off the summer season with their own questions for us here at the table. Make sure you download the Fox Weather app. Okay, let's get right to it. Question number one. Where is your favorite summer travel destination in the U.S., Judge?
In the U.S. I was just going to say, when you said in the U.S., because I was already answering it. In the U.S., favorite travel. I like Arizona.
Arizona? Desert? Desert summer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, not in the summer.
Not in the summer.
In the summer.
It's the whole
issue. I like New York.
I like New York. Jessica?
Hawaii. Number one, for sure, any time of year. But Chicago in the summer is incredible.
Really?
Yeah, like on Lake Michigan. Everyone is out. They become boat people. It's just...
Summer in the city. Jesse?
I am.
I like Long Beach Island in New Jersey and then Maine.
Yeah, Long Beach Island, great. I love Cape Cod, but LBI is closer now, so we go there sometimes too.
When I have a chance, the Rocky Mountains in the summer.
Rocky you Mountain do. High. Fantastic. Okay. I said mine, Cape Cod. Okay. What did a typical summer day look like when you were a kid, Dana?
Okay, so when we were young, my mom had gone back to work after my sister went to school, and so we had this thing called Summer Fun Day Camp, and we got picked up in the van around 8:30 and dropped off around 4:30, and it was just like a full day. Like, and every day there was different activities that you got to do.
Summer fun. Did you ever get in a van in the summer, Jesse?
Some guy tried to lure me into a van once. Yeah, I said no. Usually at camp at my club, I would just be there. Swim team. A lot of swim team.
Swim team?
Yeah.
I bet you were very well behaved.
Yes, as you know, I was very rambunctious.
And in great shape, I bet.
Oh, you should have seen me. Shalou in my little Speedo.
Oh, no.
I can only imagine. Just the Speedo and your polo shirt. That was what you were talking about.
That's my look.
Your imagination. Jessica?
I did summer camp as well, even if we would travel. And I realize a more normal summer destination would be, say, Nantucket, which is where we went to growing up in the summers. And they would have day camp there, too. So maybe not a van. I think we were just, like, walk down there. But day camp.
Judge?
We had a lot of family vacations, you know, with cousins and you know, everybody had kids. It was like a really big family. And I remember we used to go to Niagara Falls a lot. And I used to love to go to the falls. And I was always fascinated by the falls. I remember I went under the falls once and I got a piece of metal in my eye, which is when I lost my admiration for Niagara Falls.
I've never been. I should go.
And, that's when you wanted to become a lawyer.
Yeah, to sue. The Maid of the Mist, you literally go under the falls. It's spectacular. Yeah. It really is.
I need to get up there.
Yeah. Typical day in the summer for me, Father Max pool. We just had the pool was our summer camp. You'd go to the pool. You'd spend the whole day. Typical kind of suburban life. And then, you know, you were always at war with the other pool in town, Hawes Pool. You're very competitive about your pools. Okay. Question three. Would you rather sit by the pool or swim in the ocean? So pool or ocean?
Pool.
Judge.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I thought you looked at me. Sorry.
Me?
Yeah.
My pool.
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 Ocean, obviously.
Ocean's freezing. It's freezing.
And you own a house on the ocean.
No, I know, but you are at the beach, too. Do you don't think it's too cold in the Atlantic?
I bring a very warm, heavy blanket.
As long as I have
an umbrella, I do the ocean. I think it's crazy when you go down to the beach and everyone's at the pool that's next to the ocean.
Yeah. Right. Come on, guys.
Go to the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
I think I have time for one more. Would you rather only have summer or winter for the rest of your life?
Summer.
Okay, summer.
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 Everyone's summer. You know what? But then you can never, it's the rest of your life. Then you can never have.
Yeah.
And you would want winter for the rest of your life?
You want winter when you get old, your bones get cold.
If I said winter, my wife would be so angry if I said winter. She would be sitting there by the fire and she'd have her parka on. And she'd be like, why did you say winter? And she'd have her weighted blanket on. Well, that was it. That was fun. Now, don't forget to download the Fox Weather app. It's free. One more fan mail question is up next on this special edition of The Five.
I have a surprise for you.
This is the last question of the Memorial Day special. Here we go. Instagram from TJ Ringer. Judge, what are you most looking forward to this summer?
I am most looking forward to a cruise that we're taking to Europe with my whole family and very close friends that we went with 25 years ago. And it's kind of a repeat, but now, you know, the kids have husbands, boyfriends, their kids have, you know, wives, et cetera. So, and it's going to be the Amalfi Coast.
Sounds like you're paying for the whole thing.
That's
all right.
You know, mama is mama.
All right. What a great mama. You looking forward to anything specific? We know it's not the beach.
It is beach. I still go. So we're going to Hawaii. I think it'll be after Labor Day. But we're going to sprinkle my dad's ashes in Hawaii where he wanted to rest with the whales.
That's very, very memorable. Dana Perino.
So Aunt Patty Sue from Rawlins, Wyoming, is coming to the Jersey Shore. And look out, everybody, because APS is coming. That's what I am most looking forward to.
APS.
Oh, that's
having
so
APS,
cute.
Yes.
All right, you, Shalou.
We're doing a real vacation this summer. We're going to go up to Cody, Wyoming. We're going to ride the horses, the whole family. So it's going to be great. We're each going to have a horse and ride it, and it's going to be old school.
You're going to blink, and it's over.
I'm really just looking forward to working here on the Five.
Of course.
This Friday's on the Five.
Friday's on the Five.
Every Friday, Jesse.
I love it here.
Yep.
All summer long. All right, that is it for us. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to The Five ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.